I'd like to welcome everyone who's joining us from Torah Anytime. A couple years ago, it was a freezing Shabbos in Minneapolis, and I needed a pair of gloves, and I ordered them at Amazon. They came on Friday, and they were the wrong size. I called up Amazon, and I reached Julie, and Julie said, I could help you with that. She ordered me a new pair of gloves, and she said it'll be here on Sunday. I told her I really need it for the weekend. Could I wear these gloves over the weekend? And she said, yes, they're fulfilled by Amazon, they're sold by Amazon, no problem. She was so courteous, she was so friendly. I said, can I give you a recommendation? Can I speak to your manager? She's like, sure. Her manager gets on the line. And I said, by the way, Julie was so fantastic to deal with, friendly, courteous, interested in helping me. I want to give her the highest recommendation. She is the reason why I want to continue using Amazon. He was so happy. He said, can you hold on a minute? And he goes away for 2 minutes. He comes back and he says, this call center is in West Virginia. There's 300 associates here. We're going to make a competition that how many recommendations can each operator get over the 7 days, and if a certain amount is reached, everyone will get a bonus. Thank you so much. Julie gets back on the line. She says, really, I appreciate what you said. It really makes it enhances my life and my day. She hangs up. 300 operators, 100 phone calls a day, 30,000 phone calls, 7 days a week. That means there will be over 200,000 conversations where the operators will be on their best behavior to make the person feel good. 200,000 conversations enhanced because of 20 seconds of time of giving a recommendation. This is one of the concepts of what comes out in Parshas Lech Lecha. But Yom HaShem El Avram, Lech Lecha, Me'artecha, Umeladecha, Me'beis Avicha, El Arta Shareka. Hashem told Abraham, I want you to leave your land, your city, and your father's home to the place I will show you. And the Farshim are bothered, it's out of order. You should leave your land, your city, your father's home. You leave your father's home, and then you leave your city, and then you leave your land to the land that you want to go. Why is it out of order? So the Farshim explain that the Torah, Hashem is telling Abraham, I want you to know, lech lecha, go for yourself. I want to teach you how to become you. And the way you become you is by transcending and overcoming the negative parts of yourself. There's three distinct parts of society or aspects of our lives that impact us. Number one, the country we live in. I'm an American. Number two, the city I grew up in, the city where I come from. And number three is the house where I am. So the first one is you're affected by the culture of being in America. The idea of materialism, the idea of being pampered and having luxury. You know, in Kenya, if the server goes down for a day, the Maasai don't lose their life and can't focus. If they don't have air conditioning, I bet you they make it. But we live in a country which has fantastic milas, chesed, and the ability to do what we need to do and to serve Hashem. But there are also aspects of America that are negative. And we have to try to uproot the negative parts to us. Then we have the city we grew up in. Our city impacts us. You can grow up in a small city, which would be great for being involved and really making a difference, but you could feel intimidated by people from the big city. Or you grow up in a big city and you cannot be sensitive to people in a small city. Like, each place has its upsides and its downsides. So first you have the country to try to figure out which parts of me are negative from the country I live in. Then, a little more difficult is my city. My city, really, that's where I grew up. That's the school I am. That's the friends that I have. And the most difficult is my parents' house, what I got from the home. There are a lot of good things from the home. And then, there are the parts of us from the home that we really need to change. You know, you can go to Eretz Yisrael and find a family with 14 kids in a two-bedroom apartment, and they are shining with joy. They are poverty-stricken. And then you have people who grow up in a home where they have everything and they're not happy. Or a person could have self-esteem issues. A person could have stress to be a people pleaser. A person could feel like no matter what I do is not good enough, I need to be perfect. Every aspect that we have from the home we grew up in impacts us for the good and for the negative. Hashem tells Abram, Lech Lecha, this is going to be for you. Go and uproot the negative impact that you have from your country, from your city, and the most difficult is from your home. You'll end up in the promised land. You V'agad l'shemecha. And the result will be that you become a great nation. You'll have bracha. You'll become great. Your name will become great. V'heye bracha. And you'll be bracha. But it says l'varachecha. Hashem says, I'll give you bracha. What does it mean, v'heye bracha? The Sfarno says, v'heye bracha doesn't mean whatever you touch will turn to gold. V'heye bracha is a mission that Hashem's giving Avram. Be bracha! V'heye bracha! Do you want to know how you're going to have bracha? Do you want to know how you're going to impact the whole world? Do you want to know how you're going to be successful? Be a source of bracha to everyone you meet. Be a source of blessing that wherever you go, you want to make people's lives better. Be a beacon of light for whoever you run into, whatever situation you're in. V'heye bracha. Be bracha. That's an unbelievable mission that we were given, to be a source of blessing. That anyone comes in contact with us, I want to be a beacon of light for you. How can I bring joy to you? How can I make your life easier? How can I help you? How can I make you successful? How can I be a source of bracha for anyone who comes in contact with me? How can I be a beacon of light for everyone? For chesed, for tefillah, for bikur cholim, for my spouse, for my kids, for my community, for the world, for the people in Eretz Yisrael, tzedaka. Just be a source of bracha. Think about how can I help you? How can I be there for you? Do you need this? Can I help you with that? It's just a little bit of a mindset shift. I had a friend of mine who went to Orlando last winter vacation. It was during the government shutdown. And there's 125,000 people who go through MCO a day. Now, Orlando is mostly theme parks and convention centers. So I would say out of those 125,000 people, most probably 50,000 a day are kids. And this person was going through MCO to their destination to go home. And he told his kids, this is the 23rd day of the government shutdown. Tell the TCA worker, thank you for protecting us. We really appreciate it. We know that you're not being paid. Thank you so much for protecting us. We really appreciate it. And he got through security on the 23rd day. And the kid said to this TCA officer, thank you so much for protecting us. We really appreciate it. We know you don't have to be here. We know it's so hard to be here. And you know what happened? He started crying. This was the 23rd day. That means over 1 million children walked through that airport. How many people do you think said thank you to this TCA officer? If it was 1 million, I highly doubt he'd be crying. It could be these kids were the first ones. Is it so mind-blowing? Is it such like an epiphany to say thank you to someone who's working for free for you? To just say, I appreciate that you don't, it must be hard for you to be here? Is it so righteous? Does it take such tzidkis to do it? No, it really doesn't. It's just being thoughtful. V'heye bracha. Look how I can enhance others. Look how I can give to others. Look how I can make someone else's life better. One of the greatest Kiddush Hashems, and it's so easy, was similar to that Amazon story. It's called the power of the recommendation. The recommendation is so unbelievable. You're in a restaurant, there's a waiter or waitress. You're in a clothing store. You're in a mall. You're at the airport. You're on the phone with someone, an operator for a certain company. You're in Costco. You're in Sam's Club, wherever you might be. And someone treats you nicely. Someone does a good job. You know what you say? Thank you. Can I speak to your manager and give you a recommendation? And you say, by the way, the way their service was at this restaurant, the way they knew what I needed, gave me my space, was super friendly, they're the reason why I want to come back to your institution. They're the reason why I want to come back to your place, to your business. I want to give them the highest recommendation. You will bring so much light. It's such a Kiddush Hashem. If you're at an airport and someone helps you, or behind the counter, say, you know, can I speak to your manager? You were so great to deal with the way you gave me those seats. If you end up doing that, you could literally change someone's life. It could be so fantastic, so amazing, so bright. You become a beacon of light to wherever you go. With one condition, though. They're not my esrog. What does that mean? It's not to do a mitzvah. Because then, it's a little bit lacking in the sincerity. But someone's genuinely nice. Or even in a yeshiva, the secretary was good. Call the prince, say, by the way, this secretary, she was so fantastic. You have a good teacher, a Rebbe, a Mora? Call the principal and say, by the way, this Mora is fantastic, the way they're treating my kid. Thank you. I want her to, you should know how great she is. You should know how great he is. People call up to complain to the principal all the time. There are numerous opportunities every day to bring light to the people around us. It's life-changing. Forget about the Kiddush Hashem with the non-Jews or the people you go to different institutions, different places. But it's life-changing for even the people in our lives. You can actually call up a principal and say, thank you for all the work you do. I really appreciate it. Because I guarantee you all those parents are calling them up to say how much they're upset at them. Just call people. Think about it. V'hei Yibrach Hashem says, you want to know about God L'Shemecha? You want your name to be great? Not because of ego. V'avarechecha? You want to have bracha? Do you want to have V'eschecha L'Goy Gadol? You want to have a great nation? V'hei Yibrach. Share it with others. Care about others. Be there for others. Think about others. Be a beacon of light. That Amazon story, 25 seconds, impacted over 200,000 conversations. For what? Just to make someone feel good. And if we do that, by Yom HaShem Avram, Lech Lecha, you got to look inside yourself and say, okay, I want to rise above myself. I want to uproot the things from my country, from my city, from my house, to become a Baal Midos, to work on myself, to be Eved. And to transcend myself by making the right choices, to do what's right, to overcome the Yetzer Hara, and to do what the Yetzer Tov wants, and to literally be able to immerse myself in Avodas Hashem, and the Hayy Bracha, and Beidam L'Chaveiro, to be that beacon of light. And if we do that, if you just take this one little idea, go after this shir, call up a principal if you have a good teacher. Think about the next time you go out and you have that waiter or waitress. Give a recommendation. I'm telling you, if you try this and it works, it could change your life. It could change their lives. And with that, Hashem should shower bracha on us. When we're v'heyei bracha, Hashem should pour bracha and atzlacha and ha'aras panim and kol tov in every way.